Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Financial Planning Basics. In this session, we're going to review some of the basics of financial planning. Thinking about your financial future and creating a plan to help reach your long-term financial goals is easy to put off. Yet the sooner you start, the more likely it is that you will reach those goals, and the easier it may be to reach them. Here are some ideas that will help you create a plan that will cover the basics and put you on the road to a secure financial future. First, develop a financial reserve. Having a savings reserve of 3 to 6 months of living expenses can prepare you for unexpected expenses and help relieve some of the financial anxiety you may feel. Consider using an automatic savings plan to have some amount deposited into a savings account each month. You can do this with a payroll deduction plan at work or by setting up a plan with your financial institution where each month they transfer a set amount from your checking account to your savings account. Over time, the fund will grow, you will feel better knowing you have a financial cushion, and you may end up not even missing what you save each month. Next, develop a household budget. This is often one of the most dreaded parts of being financially responsible. To make the process seem less intimidating, call it a household spending analysis. Knowing how much is coming in and how much you spend will make spending decisions easier, and you'll have a sense of whether you are making financial progress. Looking at where you are spending your money will also make it easier to find places to spend less. You should also make sure you are adequately protected. Insurance provides protection against the unknown. Make sure your possessions, life, and health are adequately insured, but do not overspend for insurance you do not need. Be sure to look at your level of deductibles, especially with your auto and homeowners or renters policies. Choosing higher deductibles can reduce your premiums. Get rid of high interest rate credit card debt. Interest rates on credit cards are usually high. If you are carrying over balances and paying interest, cut back on your card use, pay more than the required monthly minimum, and reduce your interest costs. Also, you may want to consider a different credit card that offers a lower rate. Now, let's move on to some longer-term issues. Start saving now for retirement. Your financial lifestyle during retirement is largely dependent on the financial decisions you make before retiring. Social Security and the traditional defined benefit plans are becoming less important, and the responsibility for preparing for a financially secure retirement is shifting to the individual. Start with your employer's retirement plan. Many plans, especially 401k plans, make it easy to save, offer investment flexibility, and enable you to reduce your taxes. Many plans also have provisions for the employer to make contributions on your behalf. Review your plan details, contribute as much as you can, and try to contribute at least enough to get the full employer match. If you have taken full advantage of company-sponsored plans and can still afford it, consider contributions to an IRA or Roth IRA. The tax-deferred compounding aspects of these plans enable your funds to grow faster. You should be sensitive to taxes. No one likes to pay more income tax than what is absolutely necessary. Be aware of the opportunity of deducting expenses like mortgage interest, state and local taxes, charitable contributions, and certain medical expenses. Also, consider the preferential tax treatment from capital gains on your investments. You should have a sensible investment strategy. Start with an asset allocation goal that divides your investments into equity, fixed income, and cash investment categories. Your initial asset allocation should be based on your time horizon, or age, and how you feel about taking risks. The younger you are, and the more comfortable you feel with risk, allocating a larger portion of your funds to equities may help you earn the higher returns of stocks that have historically been available. However, remember that all investments involve risk and that past performance is no guarantee of future results. Finally, take care of estate planning. Having a well-thought-out will can ensure that your assets are distributed as you desire on your death and can help reduce any estate taxes that may be due. But estate planning is more than just reducing taxes. Your plan should have durable powers of attorney for your finances and health care, so someone can make decisions if you can't. And your plan should name guardians for children in case you die. This covers a few of the basics that should be included in your overall financial plan. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.